Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to sing out, to read about, and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Merle Travis and the album The Merle Travis Guitar on Raven Records. We heard Saturday Night Shuffle. This week, in part two of Fleet Fingers, our examination of fingerstyle guitar, we focus our attention on American players. The American style is based on many of the patterns employed by the classic blues players that we heard last week in part one. The American style takes these techniques and produces a more melodic sound. We'll open the program with an early recording by John Fahey under the pseudonym of Blind Thomas. Wanda Russell's blues was recorded in 1960 in Frederick, Maryland for Joe Buzzard's Phonotone Records. John would go on to record for Vanguard Records and found the Tacoma label. Here's John Fahey recording as Blind Thomas on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed and you crawl out of bed and you crawl out of bed. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed and you look out the moon where the window is and the stars shine and the stars shine and the stars shine. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And way down below in the sun belt and the telephones and the telephones and the telephones, you look out the moon where the window is every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And some of us breathe in the brown ground where the worms clown, where the worms clown, where the worms clown. Way down below in the sun belt every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And every night when you lay down, you fall flat, you fall flat, you fall flat. And some of us breathe in the brown ground. Every day in the morning, you get up and you crawl out. So we're all asleep in the same dream, in the snort fort, in the snort fort, in the snort fort. Every night when you lay down, every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. Santa Claus modified snow peas on the sunroofs, on the sunroofs, on the sunroofs. We're all asleep in the same dream every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. If you look in the mirror, it's your father's face and the thin grin and the thin grin and the thin grin. Santa Claus pulling up snow peas every day in the morning. You get up and you crawl. Bank and a credit card in the backyard, in the backyard, in the backyard. If you look in the mirror, it's your father's face every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And once in a while when the wind blows and the heart whines and the heart whines and the heart whines, there's tears in the bank and a credit card every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out. There's lint in the pocket and a breath mint or a car key or a car key or a car key. Once in a while when the wind blows, every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And your kid has a face like a walnut from the ice cream, from the ice cream, from the ice cream. And there's lint in the pocket and a breath mint every day in the morning when you get up. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl.
Leo Kottke recorded live at the Fox Theater in Boulder, Colorado, on a snowy Easter in 1995. We heard Jack Gets Up. That's from Live, from Leo Kottke on the Spot Records. And before that, we heard from Peter Lang, who both of these guitarists, of course, were disciples of John Fahey. We heard Peter Lang before that from The Thing at the Nursery Room Window. his very first recording, and we heard a tune called Bituminous Nightmare. It's recorded in Santa Monica, California in 1972 and reissued on the Tacoma record label. And we let off that set with Blind Thomas, otherwise known as John Fahey, from the set Phonotone Records box set on Dust to Digital Records, recorded on the 15th of April, 1960. We heard Wanda Russell's blues, John Fahey as Blind Thomas. We're listening to American fingerstyle guitarists this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I can still remember the first time I heard Guy Van Duzer along with Billy Novick. It was at the Philly Folk Festival. I had taken classical guitar lessons, and I thought, oh boy, this is going to open up a whole new world to me. There's only one Guy Van Duzer. This is from Stride Guitar and the classic, the jazz classic, Stars Fell on Alabama. Guy Van Duzer, and into the tune a little bit, you'll hear Billy Novick on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
me, why not take all of me? Can't you see that I'm no good without you? Take my arms, I won't lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry, and I know that I am no good without you. You took part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Thank you.
be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. It's too much confusion, and I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it's worth. No reason to get excited. The thief, he kindly spoke. But a joke. But you and I, we've been through all that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1702. And remember, you can also get us on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from Merle Travis from the recording The Merle Travis Guitar, and we just heard Walkin' the Strings. Back in his early career, Merle was assigned to play short interludes during radio programs between scenes and between features, and he had to come up with a whole bunch of stuff, and Walkin' the Strings was one of those. The Merle Travis Guitar is reissued on Raven Records out of Australia. We are listening to American fingerstyle guitarists this week, and we just heard the late Michael Hedges from Live on the Double Planet, recorded in Maine in 1986. We heard All Along the Watchtower, and he was playing his highly modified Martin D28. That's on Windham Hill Records. And before that, Lawrence Juber, who spent some time playing with Paul McCartney in Wings. We heard the Animals classic, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, but he took as his inspiration Nina Simone's version. That's on the recording Under an Indigo Sky on Solid Air Records. And before that, we heard Willie Nelson with his old standby Trigger and All of Me from his classic recording Stardust. That's on Columbia Legacy Records, and we let off that set with Guy Van Duzer along with Billy Novick, and we heard Stars Fell on Alabama, a jazz standard recorded by Billie Holiday and Frank Sinatra and many others. Stride Guitars on Rounder Records. Tom Rush recorded one of the best fingerstyle guitar solos with Rockport Sunday. Here is Tom from The Circle Game on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I hear the drizzle of the rain. Like a memory it falls, soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and walls. And from the shelter of my mind, through the window of my eyes, I gaze beyond the rain-drenched streets to England, where my heart lies. My mind's distracted and diffused. My thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you. Sleep and kiss you when you start your day. And a song I was writing is left undone. I don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe, with words that tear and strain to rhyme. So you see, I have come to doubt all that I once held as true. I stand alone without beliefs. The only truth I know is you. And as I watch the drops of rain weave their weary paths and die, I know that I am like the rain. There but for the grace of you go I.
He was wearing his father's tie, and his eyes looked into my eyes so far whenever the words ran dry. Behind the lash and the circles blue, he looked as only a priest can through, and his eyes said me, and his eyes said you. I said, let us try. He said, you wouldn't like it here. No, it's no place you should share. The roof is ripped with hurricanes, and the room is always bare. I need the wind and I seek the cold. He reached past the wine for my hand to hold. And he saw me young, and he saw me old, and he saw me sitting there. his contradictions out and he splashed them on my brow. So which words was I then to doubt when choosing what to vow? Should I choose them all? Should I make them mine? The sermons, the hymns, and the valentines. And he asked for truth, and he asked for time, and he asked for only now. Now the trials are trumpets scored, or will we pass the test? Or just as one loves more and more, will one love less and less? Oh, come, let's run from this ring we're in, where the Christians clap and the Germans grin. Say, let them lose, cry and let them win. Oh, make them both confess.
Thank you.
We've been listening to American fingerstyle guitarists this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. And I would like to thank you for letting me indulge myself a bit in this last set. Some tunes that bring back some really fine memories. That was Hot Tuna from their recording Burgers, and of course Jorma Kaukonen and Jack Cassidy. And we heard Water Song. It's from 1971 on RCA Records from Hot Tuna. And before that, from Mary McCaslin, who was a master guitarist. She worked in many different tunings and had a lot of different voicings on her guitar. We heard the old Motown classic, My World is Empty Without You, from the recording Old Friends on Philo Records from Mary McCaslin. And before that, from Joni Mitchell, from could have been the first Joni Mitchell album I ever actually bought. It was Ladies of the Canyon, and we heard The Priest, a tune I haven't heard in many, many years from Joni. That's on Reprise Records. She was a master of alternate tunings as well. And before that, I took a trip to England when I was, I guess, 15 years old. And I like to get away by myself once in a while from my parents and go shopping. And I ended up in a record store, and I found a Paul Simon recording that had never been released in America called the Paul Simon Songbook. And I bought it on vinyl, brought it home, and my friends were just envious of me. I had this unusual Paul Simon recording. Well, a number of years later, like many years later, Columbia Legacy brought it back out on a CD, the Paul Simon Songbook. It was probably just a one-off affair in England while he was living there. But when I was a kid, this was a real important record. We heard Kathy's Song from the Paul Simon Songbook on Columbia Legacy Records. And we let off that set with one of my favorite fingerstyle instrumentals, Rockport Sunday from Tom Rush, from The Circle Game on Elektra Asylum Records from a long time ago. Hope you've enjoyed this week's program of American fingerstyle guitarists. Next week, we're going to listen to some fingerstyle guitarists from across the big pond in the UK. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio magazine. This is episode 1702.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning.